Act 2, Scene 2. "Where did Romeo go last night?" Mercutio asked Benvolio. "He disappeared during the masked ball. Did he go home?" The two young men were sitting in a tavern near the Montague house. "No, Romeo's servant told me that he hasn't returned home yet," answered Benvolio. "The servant also told me that Tybalt has challenged Romeo to a fight." "A challenge from Tybalt? Oh, no," cried Mercutio. "Why are you so worried? Romeo's a good swordsman. He can defend himself." "Tybalt is an excellent swordsman," insisted Mercutio. "He's probably the best swordsman in Verona." At that moment, Benvolio saw Romeo come into the tavern. "Here comes Romeo," he said to Mercutio.
"Signor Romeo,"
said Mercutio, when his friend arrived at their table, "why did you abandon us last night? You disappeared from the party." "I'm sorry, Mercutio," said Romeo. "I had to do something important." Before Mercutio could ask any more questions, the nurse appeared at their table. She greeted the three young men, then looked at Romeo.
"I have a confidential message for you," she said. "Can we speak in private?"
Mercutio looked at Romeo.
"Benvolio and I are going to have lunch at your father's house. Do you want to come?" he asked.
"I'll follow you in a few minutes," replied Romeo. Mercutio and Benvolio left. Romeo asked the nurse to sit down at his table.
"Sir, Juliet has sent me as a messenger," said the nurse.
"Good," said Romeo. "Tell her to find a reason to leave her house this afternoon. She should go to Friar Lawrence's church. He'll marry us there. During the ceremony, my servant will meet you outside the church. He'll give you a rope ladder. I'll need it to enter Juliet's room tonight. Please tell her that I love her."
"Very well, sir,"
said the nurse. She stood up, kissed Romeo's hand, and walked out of the tavern.